Just a short little boo today. It is horrible and grey outside. Typical sort of British winter weather when the sun goes behind a layer of overcast grey cloud and doesn't appear for what seems like weeks at an end. So I've been using my iPhone to do some photography using one or two rather good iPhone apps that mimic lo-fi photography. Things like Holga cameras and things like that. And I found one called Lomob, spelt like that, L-O-M-O-B. And one of the best settings on it is the Polaroid settings, which mimic 6x9 Polaroid images. And the great thing is because it's digitally produced, you can get a great image every time. I always remember trying to use Polaroid backs at university, and a lot of the time they would work fine, but then you would have a problem with the rollers. There'd be a little bit of grit or something would get in there, and you would take a fantastic image and you would pull the film through and the rollers would jam or something would scratch, and you would end up with part of the image being destroyed effectively, which was, well, you can imagine the disappointment. And it was also expensive because Polaroid film was never cheap. And even though it's great to hear that they're on the way back after a few difficulties and they're going to be starting to manufacture the materials again for certain cameras, Polaroid film has never been cheap. It has a fantastic look, but you have to be careful when you're using it. And the great thing about these iPhone apps is they produce those sort of images but without the hassle. So I've been experimenting with those and producing some really, really impressive images, or at least I think they're impressive. So it just goes to show that even a humble phone can produce really good quality pictures. And one of the main reasons why I got the iPhone was because of the software. The Nokia 5800 that I've got, which is my other mobile phone, which is a work phone, has got a great camera on it. It's got a great Carl Zeiss lens on it. Sharp, brilliant. But there isn't much in the way of software to edit the picture afterwards. And the great thing about the iPhone is, even though the lens isn't as strong on the iPhone compared with the Nokia cameras, you do have a lot of software to mess around with the pictures and get a great style. So that's basically the reason why I went and got an iPhone in the first place. Anyway, that's long enough. This is not so much a short boo as a 3-minute boo. Until the next time, bye bye.